Describe the univariate significance tests applied to quantitative and qualitative data, including the null, the usual research hypotheses, and the two different ways these tests are often applied. If we have one qualitative variable, we talk about the chi-square goodness of fit test. The goodness of fit test has a null hypothesis about the specific response distribution. In other words, if we've got people who love dogs, people who love cats, and people who love reptiles, the null hypothesis is about a specific distribution. It doesn't have to be that they're all the same, but the null is some specific population that we think describes what's going on in the population. The null hypothesis is about the population distribution. The research hypothesis, most of the time, is the null, because we're describing the group we hope to have sampled. And so the research hypothesis, again, most of the time is the null. We want to find a particular pattern. If we have one quantitative variable, then we're talking about a one sample t-test. The null hypothesis is that the sample will have a specific population mean. And again, the research hypothesis most of the time matches the null. Not always, but most of the time. The null is that the sample matches some specific hypothesized population mean. Mu is just x bar for a population. It's a parameter instead of a statistic. The two different ways these tests are often applied: one, to check if our sample statistics match known population parameters. To ask if our sample statistics match known population parameters. In other words, asking if our data match our target population. The second way these tests are often applied is to test hypotheses and learn new things about the target population. If we're sure our sample matches the target population, then we start asking questions about the population from the sample. And most of the time, these two get used together. First, we use some of these tests to ask if our sample matches the target population on known parameters. And when it does, then we try and learn new things from this sample. Now, if we try and do the second without the first, we could really stick our foot in our mouths. Until we're sure that our sample represents the target population, we might not claim to have learned new things about the target population from that sample. And so they're often used in conjunction. This is one of those, if I could change the world, one of the deals. If I could change the world, we would do a lot more careful checking that our sample matches known population parameters before we start adding to the parameters we claim to know from that sample. But I think, after playing this game for a while, that we don't check the quality of our sampling any more than we check the quality of our random assignment for exactly the same fear. That it didn't go well and we don't really want to know. That $450,000 worth, just to name a current number, $450,000 worth of sampling later, it didn't work quite as well as we wanted to. Let's just go ahead and trust chance. But those are the things that we can do with it.